If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
All right, we speak now to Paul Byrne, Head of Data Insights and Customer Success at PNET. We'll be talking about the behind-the-scenes look at one of the most crucial yet often overlooked aspects of recruitment, candidate sourcing. While job ads are the most visible way companies attract talent, a major part of the hiring process actually happens quietly through targeted sourcing efforts. We spoke about that earlier on when we were talking about the state of women employment in South Africa. So our guest now is Paul Byrne, Head of Data Insights and Customer Success at PNET. A very good evening to you, Paul. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Absolute pleasure. Good evening to you and to all our listeners.
Okay, so let's just break it down here, the different methods of recruitment and how they inform whether, A, you draw the successful candidate, but that there's fairness and equity.
Absolutely. I think breaking it down, you started off by just talking about the importance of a job advert. And that is just one of the components of what we would say is the important side of recruiting, because that's the part that really gives a recruiter the opportunity to sell a job ad, a job opportunity. And they can then be very specific in the way that they actually target the talent when they're doing that. And the other side of it is the sourcing that you speak to, which put in a different way is actually going out and searching for talent. Very much smaller market of people when recruiters are actually searching for that talent, because it's very much more targeted, because recruiters can utilize databases and be specific in terms of the types of filters that they utilize. Now, very interesting sort of research that we've found and that we've cited in the report that we published this month would suggest that roughly 12% of the workforce is actively looking for work at any one time. An additional 13% are just casual lookers. They haven't quite decided if they want to move jobs yet or not, but they're interested to see what's out there. Which means when it comes to the sourcing, when it comes to the talent searching in these databases, that leaves about 75% of the pool of people that are out in the workforce that are just not scanning jobs at all. And that is that special sort of target that the recruiters are looking for through this the searching activity.
And I suppose it's important to also understand which sectors are recruiters and employers first.
Very much so. So recruiters, I'm talking about recruiters in general, which I would cover both recruitment agencies and employers. So the data that I've sort of brought into that kind of talks to both of those sectors. Mm-hmm. But so recruiters, I'm talking about in general terms of those people that are professionals in searching for the right type of talent.
Okay.
And when they start that search, what we've actually seen is the most targeted sectors or candidate sectors are generally those of business and management professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Then we see finance professionals being high on the list, followed by IT professionals, admin, office and support, and then sales, which I find very, very interesting in terms of the mix of the type of people that are most targeted and sought after through these very direct search sort of filters that recruiters are applying to finding the right type of talent. In actual fact, when you're looking at business and management, 1 in 5 of all searches are around business and management professionals.
Okay, well, that sort of answers the question that I had, that which ones are, you know, actively sourced candidates, but also which ones are noticeably less sourcing activity?
Well, let's start with the most in demand at the moment and sort of breaking those sectors down into the actual skills. What we're finding is a managerial staff at a department level, you're sort of your finance managers, your sales managers, operations managers, at least business development managers, and even HR professionals, or those that are really highly sought after at that managerial level. And then following that demand for the middle and department managers is the demand for software developers. Now, it was interesting to see in this research that albeit that the software developers are still highly sought after and are literally second on our list of the most sought after skills when it comes to database search, that is off the back of a 45% decrease in that demand over the last 3 years. And that was the decrease that we saw post-COVID, just speaking to just how in demand these professionals were through the height of COVID in the years immediately following on from that. So albeit that they're 45% down in that demand, they still fall in second of our list of our most sought-after skills. And then following on from that, breaking that list down a little bit further, we've got the sales representatives, financial and project accountants, admin clerks, which I found very interesting. But when we looked into the detail of the admin clerks, we saw that there's a change in the type of the admin clerk that companies are looking for, recruiters are looking for. And that change is now specifically coming around for more tender administrators, more financial assistants, as opposed to sort of the age-old admin clerks that were just general administrators and data capturers in the office. Many of us would recognize that data capture is now pretty much an automated process in many, many businesses. So that whole role has changed. And in other skills, so your systems and network administrators, your senior managers, and even your executive directors and managers that are sort of topping that particular list of those skills.
Is there an indication of the trend from where sourcing begins and where job advertising ends from what you're seeing? Is there a noticeable pattern?
That's a very good question, Sapiso, and I would answer it by saying yes, there is, because when I look back at the actual sectors that people are targeting, it's pretty much the same in terms of the most in-demand roles through advertising. Again, your business and management, your finance roles, IT, admin office and support and sales, and it does tend to correlate with those searches. Again, I think what that's indicating is that those are the type of sectors that are most in demand, and I've given you the list already in terms of the skills that are most in demand, and we can see that sort of coming through in what's driving business in South Africa. You need that management skill, you need that finance skill, you need that sales skill, and then very importantly, the administration side of things to really complete the circle of what's important for business. So, definitely a direct correlation between those two. But again, I go back to the beginning point to say, one, as a recruiter, has to use both sets of this recruitment equation. On one side, you need to be advertising and pulling people into that space of what it is that you are trying to recruit for. And the other side of it, you're looking into the databases and actually searching for that particular talent using the very specific filters that you can get to. And again, that becomes very targeted search and selection. It pays dividends when recruiters do that well.
And that's also, some of it is perception, isn't it, when you listen to parents tell their children what they need to be studying for. So I want to understand how it correlates with employers' needs. Is it definitive based on the skill sets that are being searched for, what employers really need, where the job market is going, especially in terms of by industry?
I think it is. Because for a few years now, we've been talking about the rapid rise in the demand for IT skills in general. And we, again, going back to what I've already used as an example of the software developers, they will continue to be in high demand as we go into more and more of a digitized economy. And I'm not just talking locally here, obviously I'm talking globally. And I just see that accelerating. Although we've been through a bit of a downturn, or again, the back of COVID and the demand that is generated for that type of skill during that period, it slowed down, but it will accelerate again as companies reinforce that that digitization objective of theirs. But then second to that, when you're looking at your data analysts, you're looking at your data warehousing type skills, those are very definitely up-and-coming skills that are going to be more and more in demand as companies start to understand the importance of getting into deep levels of data in terms of not only understanding their customer behavior, but their own business trends and looking internally to what it is that they can learn from the activities that their own teams are participating in. And that really helps businesses to find how they can improve and where they can get better efficiencies and literally become better at servicing what their customers' needs are. So to answer your question, very definitely those IT skills are in demand. We continue to see that sales skills are in demand, and personally I see them continuing to be in demand.
And why is that? Actually, I wanted to find out, because it's interesting, as I was looking at the various graphs, sales personnel or the professionals was something that I was thinking about, and I also want to understand that within that environment, how do you then manage the frequency of how you source, and also particularly people who are passive job seekers, how do you then tweak it for something like that?
Yeah, well, if first of all, if we address the sales side of it, if you're looking at sales and the importance of that, those really are salespeople, are the people that drive the growth of the business. Mm. You know, without people getting in and selling the services or the solutions that a company or products that a company is producing, that company is not going to have any growth. So it is instrumentally important that the businesses that need sales are finding the right kind of salespeople to actually deliver on that objective of growing the organization, bringing in the revenue. And when we look at our data from this particular report, what's really interesting to see is that over the last year, we've seen the growth in sales at 41% year on year. So comparing this year, March, to last year, March, we've seen a 41% uptake in terms of the numbers of sales positions that have been advertised, which is a good indicator in terms of business confidence and companies coming back into wanting to start really doing the business of business and growing their organizations. And I think that's really critical. And then answering your question about the frequency of sort of advertising, really, it comes down to that need of what an organization has, and then on the flip side, it's the actual supply of candidates. So getting into that kind of sort of level of data, when we're looking again at software developments, which are, again, as I've already mentioned, are in high demand but low supply, and even the data analysts and data warehouses or financial accountants, they are being targeted roughly 100 times a year. This is the data that we can see from within our own database. 100 times a year. That's individuals within those types of professions that I've spoken about. And that means that's roughly 2 times every single week they're getting a call or some kind of engagement from a recruiter that's saying, hey, you know, we've got this opportunity for you. Are you interested in changing jobs? And I think that's one hell of a statistic in terms of driving and showing that demand for that type of skill again. So IT, finance skills, and going back to your question about what other skills remain high in demand, is generally speaking, it is your engineering skills. What we've seen is also an uptick in building and construction, architecture, and which includes engineering, and warehouses and warehousing and logistics, which really show that, again, companies are establishing that need now for logistics, getting the product out to market, and basically servicing the economy again. Warehousing and logistics in January reported that that particular sector had grown 81% year on year.
I'm just thinking of social media for sourcing or doing job advertising, and the experience is different from one person to the next, how they interact with or how they receive the medium per se. But so too must it be different, you know, how the process is looked at from the lens of the recruiter to the job seeker. Go ahead.
Yeah, again, really interesting question in terms of the role of social media. And it actually brings in a whole other dynamic that we're starting to see come into the recruiter market, and that is the importance of recruitment branding. So I'm not talking about just sort of product and commercial branding and sort of selling, again, products and services. This is how do companies make sure that when they're advertising a role, the top talent that they want to bring into their organization is responding to that particular advert. Or even when a recruiter phones that particular talent, that job seeker, to say, listen, I've got this role for you, how are they going to easily convince the person that the organization they're phoning from is the right organization for that person? And that's where I think the role of social media comes into play, because that's the platform that's allowing companies to really sell the benefits on whom they are as an organization and what they can do for job seekers in terms of helping those job seekers get ahead in their career. And I think a lot of writing that's coming out in terms of what job seekers today are looking for, it is that opportunity for career development. They're looking for some sort of autonomy, flexibility, and they want purpose. And social media is that great way to actually advertise all of those particular elements, but then bring job seekers back to a central point where they can actually apply for a job and go through the recruitment process, or make themselves available in the database and then be searched by the recruiters as part of the conversation.
Paul, thank you very much. Paul Byrne, Head of Data Insights and Customer Success at PNET, just speaking to us about the report that has come out where it talks about candidate sourcing and the behind-the-scenes look at recruitment trends.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.